You gonna press that button?
Fucker. Got ya.
Gotcha. Swear words straight away, Kate. Just gotta ease him into that.
I feel like it just sets the tone for who we are as people.
Yeah, you're right.
Opening it does. With a swear word.
Every time I upload the podcast,
yeah.
It has at the bottom. how do you pronounce it? Is it explicit?
Yeah.
It has explicit. And I'm like, yes.
Always yes.
Tick that button every single time. I'm like, oh, I hope one day it doesn't go out to children.
Do you ever feel bad for swearing?
Never. Actually, that's a lie. I rarely swear in front of extremely old people.
Yeah, because you would feel bad.
Yeah, because I don't. Yeah, it's not that I feel bad that I swear. It's just that I don't swear in front of them because I would feel bad.
Yeah,
because I think they are raised in a generation where it is extremely disrespectful.
Yeah.
So I don't want them to think that I'm disrespectful.
Yeah.
But if you're like under 70, fuck you.
My grandparent, I don't know how old they are. They'd be in their 80s. Yeah, definitely in their 80s, late 80s. But very religious. That side of my family is very religious. So there was no swearing. And whenever we go to anything with them, Josh and I have to like purge swear words in the car on the way there
to get it out,
like out of your system. And I let one slip the other night at dinner.
What happened?
I don't think they heard.
Oh.
Which is a benefit of being very old.
Yes.
But I was sitting there with Josh, who was across the table from me, and my sister's husband was off to the side, and they both like stopped and looked at me. And I was like, keep going, fuckers. Keep talking.
That's very funny. My dad hates me swearing still.
Does he?
Yeah. He hated it very much.
You're a lady.
Yes, because I'm a lovely lady. Mm. Hated it very much when I was a teenager, and he still goes, Manda. When I say what I say, I went, Manda. Or if I fart, Manda. Righto, Eddie. I'm in my 30s, motherfucker. I definitely don't call him a motherfucker.
No.
He'd definitely still hit me. No problem. Giving me a smack on my bottom. No, not my bottom. He'd definitely smack me over the head.
Weird.
Over the head. All right. What are we chatting about today, Mrs. Lamby Norman?
It's Lamb. Thank you. Wendy, it'll always be Lamb.
Oh, Wendog. Fighting words.
What are we talking about? Oh, yeah.
What are we today, talking about today?
We are. It's been, I don't know the right words to say, but it's been a weird couple of months. Like, people, there's something going on with the peoples. Mm. And I don't know if it's
the atmosphere.
Yeah. Like, world, like, there's a lot of shit going on out there in the world. And
I feel like COVID grounded people.
Yeah. Like initially, when, yeah.
It was like lockdowns, everything. It just like brought everyone down.
We were prepared for the worst. We were like, this is going to be so bad for the business. We don't know what we're going to do. But everyone,
they just came here.
Everyone was amazing. Mm. And I feel like we're catching the tail end of something weird now.
Yeah. I feel like, yeah, people are going on holidays more. I reckon the other thing is like, I think life stresses are higher than ever right now.
I agree.
Like, just based on, this is only based on people we speak to in the gym every day. But in our world and in our members' lives, I feel like people are more stressed now than ever.
Mm.
And I think maybe it's because things are happening more. Or I don't know what it is. People are putting too much on their plates, maybe.
Yeah.
I find that a lot of workplaces are like understaffed, overworked.
Yeah.
And I still don't understand how the understaffed thing is happening. I don't understand.
Where are all the people?
Everyone's moving to the Sunshine Coast.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
This world is more populated than ever and we are more understaffed.
We can't – people – we've got clients who have – businesses that can't find staff members to work.
And they're like asking us if there's anyone, anything. But if anyone knows, if anyone can explain to me that listens to this podcast how everywhere is so understaffed, that'd be super great. Is everyone just too young to work? Too lazy? Tell me.
I feel like COVID has made people reevaluate what they want in life and that they're maybe picking and choosing hours a little bit more or maybe not being as flexible as they were before. So maybe traditional jobs aren't fitting for them at the moment. I don't know.
Maybe. That could be right.
But yeah.
Like if you need a barista and the hours are 6 or 2.
Yeah.
You do that before.
They only want to work 4 hours. Yeah.
Whereas now you don't want that. And then the employer is like, hey, motherfucker, this is it. Take it or leave it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Interesting.
If anyone
but
has an answer, I would love to know. But yeah, people have been on edge for the last couple of months, we've noticed, around the gym.
Just highly strung, a bit stressed out. And I feel like one of the biggest jobs in that I do is meeting up with people. And it's usually when they are not having a good time in the gym or in life. And we talk about ways to make it better. So I put out a lot of fires and I talk people off ledges is my... Can I
official
put that
title
on my resume?
Yeah, you can.
That'd be great.
Right under beat Candace in a handstand.
Yesterday. At 1.59 p.m. handstand hold. Just so everyone knows, I beat Candace in a handstand hold at 1.59. And then I retired. Actually, I lied. Then I did many more afterwards. Yes, because something I found, and not being sexist, but I just mainly work with these with women. I don't know if dudes, I don't feel like dudes are the same, but I feel like as an observer, also disclaimer, this is not about any individual. I will not talk about you. Maybe I will, but I won't drop your name. When there is a problem presented to a member, in the form of a restricted ability to come to classes based on a timetable shift, or I don't know, whatever it is, instead of looking for alternative routes to pursue, they go, nah, can't do it.
Yeah. So like not taking a step back to be like,
and looking at it objectively.
All these other options. Yep. It's just like that emotional.
It's a reaction.
Can't
and
do that.
Yeah. Like that is not what it was or what I want it to be. And therefore I cannot do that. So I will not do that anymore. That's just one example of the bazillion, you know, things that happen and the talking off the ledges that I do. But yeah, I find, I don't know, do you think it's a, like it's a girl thing that we, well, I know that you, you're not really a girl, are you? You don't really think like a woman with that sort of stuff.
I mean, I am.
You have a vagina and boobies and all that stuff. But you don't really think in that manner, do you?
No,
you,
I'm not a very emotional
thinker.
Very logical.
Yeah. Which is, I don't think like.
But maybe a little bit on the spectrum. But
yeah.
Leave that.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
I see the benefits. Yeah, I think most, well, just in my experience, I just think most women will be presented with a problem and instead of looking like take it, like you said, taking a step back and looking at it objectively, they will make a split reaction, reactive decision that isn't beneficial, but they feel like that's the only possible answer. Very tunnel vision of them. It happens in workouts as well. Like the same thing. Like we had several people today, not talking about anyone. We have a 3-minute rest in the class in between rounds. And it, instead of talking to the coach, looking at what, like, you know, different options, they go, oh, fuck, I don't want to fall behind. Or, oh, fuck, I didn't work as hard as everyone else because I didn't do as much as everyone else. I better make the rest shorter, like pull back. That's a reactive response that isn't the best answer that's out there that's possible. So, and it's a part of our jobs as coaches is to help through this.
Where do you think that comes from, that kind of thinking? Like why I want to be educated on why, because I don't think like that very often. Like why do you think someone would be like, without actually stopping and looking at all the possibilities, like, oh, fuck, I can't do that.
Because they don't see any possibilities.
Yeah.
Like in the moment and in – it's all based on emotion and fear. In the moment, there is no other response. They don't they can't see any other way out. There's like a room and there's one door and that's the fucking exit.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
There's no other – and that's why I'm a big fan of doing what I do with goal reviews and talking to people – because when you talk to someone else, you don't even they don't even have to have a suggestion. But when you say the words, it gives you an opportunity to hear what the crazy thoughts are that's going on in your head and the fact that you didn't actually think about anything else.
Yeah, sometimes saying it out loud and putting actual words to the problem, you'd be like, wait a minute.
Yeah, wait a second. There is
another. There is a solution.
There's an alternative. But yeah, but honestly, that's like I was saving people's lives all week. Not actual lives.
Gym lives.
Gym lives. And helping them through, yeah, different situations that they thought that there was no other alternative to.
And I wonder if maybe because stuff for whatever reason is a bit more emotionally charged at the moment, just with stuff that's going on in the world, if it's almost like there's no energy left to think logically about things. It's just like everything else has been such an emotional decision that like
it'd be good this to has talk to be one too. Liza about it.
Yeah, we
to
need know. To get her back, don't we? Liza, coming.
Coming. I think, yeah, because it's got to have to do with, just reminded me when you said that, you know how she talks about how full your plate is and that you don't have much else to give to other things. So surely that would take, it would take away part of your logical thinking. I wonder
if it's, just like pushed that cup to like overflowing almost, and you just don't have any space in your poor brain anymore to
take
do anything.
Take a step back. It's the same. So you don't really get, I'm a very flustered, but I can easily get flustered. You don't really get flustered often?
I get, I can get overwhelmed if I've got a lot of things going on, but it's going to make me sound like a crazy person.
Fuck yes, let's go.
I feel like inside my brain I have different compartments and I can like put the thing back in the box and move on to the next thing.
Wow.
And I only feel like I get overwhelmed when
hear that, people?
The lids aren't on the boxes properly and I have to go and like sort them out quickly and then I'm good.
Yeah, you are a fucking robot.
Yeah.
That brain is fascinating.
Yeah. I don't know. I just find, it's like I have to sit down, and maybe it is when I do get emotional about stuff. I don't know. That I need to take a second to step back and be like, okay, put the things back where they need to go. And
but
then
you
I can
always
focus.
Know that that's an option.
I can
for
always
you.
Talk myself around. Yeah.
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 I, definitely follow in my mum's footsteps when I think it's, and this is what kids, noise is a trigger for me. Growing up in a big family, big household, when it was too much for mum, she would just flip out. And that's definitely something that I do and don't do very well. But mine's less like sadness like hers was, and mine's more anger. So. Souls everyone. But when, see, I don't have boxes, I just see red.
Just a big puddle of red.
And there's no, like, so I can empathize and relate to women when they struggle with these things and when it happens. Like, oh, I can't even tell you how many times I've sat at computers. When Jordo sits down with me and he's trying to show me some kind of, not so much anymore, I'm pretty amazing at bookwork these days, but when he was trying to take me through how to, like,
you're very funny when you get into it, you just get so short, so cranky,
yeah,
very funny.
I have a very small tolerance window when I've got those, so I can definitely empathize and understand how they do it and how they, no, that's it, that's the only option I have, I can't do it anymore, that's it, that's all I've got, and that's how I speak outside and internally, so I can see how. So hopefully that helps you understand a little bit more how these brains work.
Yeah, I find it really interesting. It's definitely been a hard part of coaching for me to understand that, because I never really have, but I've never had to before, I suppose. Like, I'm very empathetic towards it, but I don't understand.
And I think probably being best mates with me has helped you, because I'm very, what's the word? Like, I won't hold back in how I feel. So you get to see it firsthand.
No, I do.
And I remember the first few times I've had big old chats to you, your face was like, oh, good God, this is actually going through this bitch's head. And she's saying these words like, there's a lot that can happen in a small space of time.
Yeah, it blows my mind how
quickly. And if you don't talk about it.
Yes, how quickly. I talk about it with CrossFit all the time, like setting up to do a snatch, for example, like how quickly you can think things and like, oh, fuck, I didn't do that. Oh, the bar's too far away. Oh, I'm not fast enough. Oh, I've dropped the lift. Like, that all happens within a second. Like, less. So many thoughts. And, same thing when you're making those decisions. How many of those, like, thoughts happen, then it turns into that big negative thought spiral. Like,
and it's like, and a lot of it, I think a lot of people anticipate a problem before it's even happened. Mm. Like, an example is someone I actually spoke to this week. Thought that with the change of the timetable, she wasn't able to make it because it required her bringing her child. Bringing her child to her was an issue because it has been an issue in the past. her child is now older.
Mm.
Her child came and was totally fine. Was an
angel today.
Was an absolute angel. So I think, yeah, I think for a lot of people, they have a problem before they even know it's a problem,
yeah,
and won't test the theory because they don't want it to be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think people try to guess what is actually true, but it's not been proven. So for you to make a decision based on what you think will happen isn't fact.
Yeah.
And you need to, yeah, take a step back and test it, figure it out, like, and don't be scared. Oh, don't be scared to fail. Don't be scared to try it and see if it works. And that goes for, you know, anything, fucking anything, not just talking about what's happening in the gym.
We talk about it a lot, how many of our decisions and actions and reactions are coming from a place of fear rather mm. than something else. And I think so many of those situations probably are fear-based.
Yeah. Like it's the same reason failure, why,
fear of failure, fear of looking silly, or fear of having to change a routine that was working really well. It's yep. all coming from a place of fear,
mm-hmm.
Which then can come across as like anger or being really short with people or something like that. But the basis emotion is probably actually that you're fucking scared of
yep.
stuffing something up.
Yep. 100%.
Mm.
So, so true. Same reason why people will self-scale in workouts.
Yeah,
so
they'll talking to us
without
first.
Talking to the coach, they'll pull back their reps and not tell us because the fear of, you know, coming last. Yeah,
looking silly.
Yeah, all yeah. of those things, which, again, that's not fact. Like, they just decided that that will be the case if they, if that's what happens.
Yeah.
I'll look silly. I'll be slow. I'll be shit. Not fact. You made that up in that story in your head. It's the same reason people don't come to the gym like 2 days in a row. It's like, well, I went yesterday. So if I go today, I'm pretty sore. I could hurt myself. I'm pretty tired. Mm-hmm. It's like that fear of just backing it up, I like guess.
You haven't proven that again and again, mm-hmm. that's a true thing. Maybe it happened one time, but mm-hmm. one out of one is not enough for you to make that inference every time, you know.
Exactly.
And like when people we've had a lot of timetable changes recently, just trialing a couple of new things, and people saying, yeah, but I can't train that strength class and then come to the other class in the morning. Like, but you don't know that yet because you haven't tried. You might be absolutely fine,
mm-hmm.
but you can't say no until you've actually tried the thing.
Trial and error.
Mm.
I live my life by trial and error.
Yeah. You haven't fucked anything up too badly.
I fuck it up all the time, but then I can fix it.
Then you're fine.
Because I trialed it.
Yeah.
And it was errored.
And you learned from it.
Yeah. I think, I don't know, like, I definitely have that flip the switch, fuck it, can't, but not, never with the gym stuff. Never with.
Do you think you ever have?
No, not with this stuff.
Yeah.
Not with, not even with the business, not anything like that. Like, not like. No, cut. There's
done.
No way.
Done.
Like, I don't know where, I don't know if I heard it from a very young age or I don't know what, but like, I've always thought anything is possible. Like, sounds so, I should put that on a t-shirt. Wow. But anything is possible. Like, I remember, like, I don't know if Josh said it to me with building stuff. You can do anything.
Yeah.
We can do anything. It might not be perfect or exactly the way you want it, but anything is possible with building stuff. I don't know. I just feel like
there's always a way.
Yeah. There's always a way around stuff, and it usually helps to get out of your own head. And I've always been such a talker. Like, doesn't matter who you are, you know how I feel the moment you see me. And I've always been really open with that sort of stuff. So I always find like I've said to you, like, we'll both be working away on our computers quietly, and I'll say, I just need to say this out loud, and then I'll just start talking out. Yeah, yep, got it. Like, you know, if I don't fully need the input, it just helps to say things out loud, figure it out, or talk to someone who you think could help and mm-hmm. give advice, or just give, not even give advice, like just throw out alternatives and see if any of them, like, you can work together to find a solution, you know?
And sometimes you're so stuck in your own, issue. Like, these are my two only possible options, and having that third, like, which is why goal reviews are so important. I think someone who's not a close friend or a family yes. member or someone who's on your side necessarily, yep. like objectively saying, yep. hey, have you considered this, or have you considered this, or what about this? Because if you're talking,
and the other thing that people don't think about, like, if you're talking to your partner about how you can't make the new gym times, maybe they want you to stay home and make dinner.
Mm.
So maybe they won't want you to go to the gym.
Finally.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's a bad idea.
We can't make that work.
So I think, like you said, talking to someone outside your circle is, like me, is a really good idea, because I'm not in any circles because I don't get invited to anything social, firstly.
Anything.
And secondly, I'll always just throw other options that you probably didn't even consider.
Yeah.
And show you that the things that you think are a problem are not actually a problem, because it's not true. You haven't proven it.
Yep.
Yeah. That was good.
That was great.
I liked that.
That was very good.
I enjoyed it. Hope everyone else did.
The other thing that I have been hearing a lot lately, the last couple of months, is I should be able to do XYZ.
Literally so, heard it today.
Yeah. People in the gym, particularly, having expectations of themselves based on
the amount of time?
Yeah, the amount of time they've been here, or what their friend who is of a similar, I don't know, fitness level or age or whatever it is, or someone they saw on Instagram.
Fucking Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Being able to do something, and then you automatically assuming that you should also be able to do said thing.
You've actually heard it a couple of times this week as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is like... This seems to happen a lot. It's, you know, like red car theory. Like you see a red car and then you see all the red cars.
Mm.
I don't know if I hear something once and then my brain's like, oh, that's interesting. And then I hear it more if it actually does happen in waves. But yeah, I find it like you're not owed anything. Like just because someone else can do it, it doesn't mean you should be able to.
And I think the other thing that people do is she's been here for less time than me and has been doing this. Less.
Good one.
Good. And she can do more now.
Yeah.
She got it faster than I did. You're not the same person. I think that's really important for people to know, is you're not in any way the same. And we can't even say there's no time frame when you should get your first pull up, your first 1K, 1 mile run in less than 10 minutes, whatever it is. There's no time frame because everyone is extremely individual. I mean, sometimes you can't even base you off you because of life events like pregnancies, like menopause, like fucking mental health, like everything. Like you can't even, yeah, it's like that. Did you end up putting that post in about it will take as long as it takes, that one from CrossFit Kate? Did you end up putting that? Has that been shared yet? You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Yeah. Well, we can talk about that.
Yeah.
It just takes as long as it takes.
Yeah. And if – yeah. Yes. And like and if you keep like practicing the thing, it's going to get better. Mm. And maybe it'll get better next week, but maybe it will take 3 years.
Mm.
But it's going to get better.
I'm going on – when did I get my first muscle up, my first ring muscle up?
Oh, man.
17.
In that?
17, I think. It was a year after I had Callie.
Yeah.
I had a strict one the same year.
Mm.
I can't even do a strict one anymore.
Mm. Okay.
Okay. I'm okay.
Yeah.
Because it is a journey.
Yeah.
And it is a lifetime. And I'm very scared of them. And I look them up weekly. I do research on them. I practice them several times a week. I do drills. But guess what? It's okay. The only reason I'm in a hurry is because of Torian. Aside from that, I have got 3.5 weeks.
Not even 4.
It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. I didn't fall through them last week. It's fine. I feel fine. I don't have to do them today. No. My point is that you're not the same as anyone else. You are not owed anything, like you said. And it takes as long as it takes. And if you enjoy the process and the journey, then it doesn't fucking matter when you either get a thing or you don't get the thing ever. Not everyone's going to get a ring muscle up.
And it's cool, like it's cool when you get the thing, but nothing changes. Yeah. Like you don't automatically become happier or more satisfied with you where you're at.
You don't become fitter because you can do a muscle up. Like it doesn't prove.
You just will then be looking towards the next thing.
Yeah.
So stop looking at at it as like the end point destination. It's just like you have to fall in love with the process of learning the thing along the way.
It's so like, we're not taking away the fact that you should have goals. Goals are important. Goals, you know, help keep you on track, help keep you motivated. But the bigger side should definitely be the process, enjoying every day, like enjoying the every day. It's like the I'm fucking full of cliches today.
You should get some car stickers made up or something.
I'm gonna. What's it about the mountain, the climb and the top? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the climb is more.
Yeah. Like something about better than being at the top.
Yeah,
something.
I'm gonna find it.
You find that.
I'm gonna find that lovely quote about climbing the mountain. The it's climb. Very inspirational. The climb is tough. No, that's.
Mountain quote.
The top mountain. The mountain. This is good listening.
Good podcast.
Say something.
I can't talk because I need to know what this quote is now.
The best views.
There we go.
Come after the hardest climbs. No, that's not right.
We will get back to you.
Yeah.
If anyone knows what it is. If we don't find it.
I'm going to find it.
And I think that kind of, we will keep talking because you're taking forever.
Yeah, I know. It's really important.
I think it was the James Clear email this morning that you
sent
me the quote from.
Did you like that?
I read it every morning.
Every Fridays
when I'm on the toilet.
On the toilet?
Me too.
Oh my God. Do you do it on the toilet as well?
At 4:35 or whatever time I'm
up. You get up earlier than me. Mine's approximately 4:45.
That's the time you message. Yep. And the quote was, am I willing to look foolish today so I can learn something that will make me better tomorrow?
I thought that was
really, really cool because when I first started CrossFit, my answer was absolutely fucking not. I will not show up to a running workout because I don't want you to see how bad I am.
Yeah, see, I've never
been like that.
But I think because I don't know, maybe because I grew up a bit. I was always a silly one. I wasn't scared of looking silly.
Yeah.
I was like, I've always been a bit... different.
Yeah. See, I think I was the opposite. I was always pretty good at stuff. So yeah. I never really had to be the silly one.
Yeah. If I couldn't do stuff, I'd just make a joke out of it and everyone would laugh. And then I love making people laugh. So I think it doesn't matter if I fucked it up. As long as someone laughs, it's fine.
Yeah.
Whereas, most people would be like you.
Cried. Yeah.
Yeah. Like they don't want to look silly.
And I still don't love it. Like I hate when I have to practice. What's been my most recent one?
I even find it with handstand competitions. If you do a bad one,
yeah,
you go no, start again. Start again. Doesn't count.
Fucking hate losing. Handstand walking up the ramp, like up the steeper obstacles. I find that so hard because I'm not good at it and I haven't successfully been able to do it yet. And I have to really like talk myself into practicing it.
Yeah,
I don't like it.
Yeah. I just have actual fear about that sort of stuff, like fear of dying. Yeah, I don't care. Fear of
you laughing at me.
Your babes. I wouldn't laugh at you.
Much.
No, I wouldn't laugh at you doing an obstacle and falling down. I'll just try to help you carry your legs across for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
But yeah, I think that's very common. And I think that's why I like that quote because so many people would be in that position. Mm-hmm. They aren't willing to do anything today to look. What did it say? Look what?
Willing to look foolish today to make me better tomorrow.
Yeah.
We hear it a lot, actually. I think just thinking about like PT clients when I give them homework and stuff and people who are like, I'll just go practice in the back room so no one can see me stuff that up. Like it doesn't matter. Like
no one cares. I'm sorry, but no one cares about you. No one's looking at you and thinking, fuck, that looked dumb. When was the last
what
time
a dummy.
You looked at someone doing a movement in the gym and thought, fuck, that's a bit shit.
Yeah.
You would never, like I saw yesterday, I was driving home. I saw this very overweight man running along.
That fills me with nothing but joy.
Yes. I saw him running along. Where's that real busy street after the pub along going home? What's that street called?
I don't know.
After Bradman? Just keep going straight across the bridge. Whatever that is. Dadilba Road or some shit.
Towards Bly Bly.
I don't know. It was traffic. There was lots and lots and lots of traffic. And he was... very overweight and he was running and he was suffering and all I wanted to do was hang out the window and be like, keep going, mate,
get it.
But then
son.
I was like, he'll probably think I'm making fun of him, so I won't do that.
Yeah,
but yeah, like No one is going to look at you for putting, like, and judge you in a negative, and who gives a fuck anyway if they do. But no one's going to judge you for trying hard. No one's going to judge you for putting in effort.
Mm-mm.
There's nothing, we've talked about this before, we respect effort over everything. Anything. Like, if someone puts in the best effort they can into the workout and they come last by 10 minutes, not that we would let that happen because we're very good coaches at scaling, then that is awesome. Good for you. You tried hard. Doesn't matter what anyone else thought. Doesn't matter, as long as you focus on moving your best and, you know, just doing you.
Mm.
That's so much more impressive. I'm so impressed by that.
Yeah, 100 times.
So how did you tell people, because I've never struggled with that, how did you get past that?
Secret running. Yeah, I did. I used to finish work. I lived on Cotton Tree Esplanade. I used to wait until the sun went down. It was dark, and I used to run in the dark every night. I did. I ran.
I'd be too scared of murderers and rapists.
That was better than looking stupid, mate. No, I'm kidding. I used to run from there up to Lake Alex and back.
Wow.
Mm.
So what would you actually recommend for people?
Not doing that.
Don't nighttime run. Just don't condone it.
There was I sent it to a couple of people. There was a really cool, I think it was, yeah, it was from CrossFit Kate. It's just exactly what you just said. Like, no one actually cares about what you are doing. It may feel like it because you're self-conscious in the moment, but
you care.
Everyone is too worried about themselves to care about you.
Yeah. Oh, that one that she said that everyone's thinking the exact same. I say that to people often.
All the time.
Like, the way you feel right now, that person thinks the same about them.
Yeah.
They're too busy thinking about how they look to the world to care about how you look to the world. That's just how everyone works. And it's very, very silly.
Mm-hmm.
Just worry about you. Not attracted. I don't know. Well, I guess attracted, like, personality-wise, to people. Like, you know how you just see them straight away, people that feel that way? You're just like, oh, that's a good energy.
Mm.
That's a good energy you're putting off, because you can just feel that they... Not that they don't, it's not like, I don't give a fuck and no one thinks, it's not like that. But it's just like they just who they are. Like, they're putting out who they,
yeah,
the
like
real
this
them.
This is just who I am, and this is what you get, kind of thing. Yeah. And yeah.
It's very, yeah, I don't know.
Comforting. I think attractive is the right word.
Attractive? Yeah.
Maybe? Yeah.
I don't want to bang them, but no. I think attractive.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Probably the last thing that, what time were we up to on the?
32.
Oh, okay. We'll make this the last one. Last thing is, I'll just say it and you can just figure out to make it sound better. But, like, you've got a goal, right? And you're working towards the goal. You've been working towards it for a long time, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But something always happens to fuck it up.
Mm.
And the same thing happens to fuck it up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say it's a nutrition goal and we have Christmas and then we have Easter and then we have the school holidays and then it's someone's birthday. Like, something keeps happening to get in the way. And every time that thing happens, you disappear. And then you come back a couple of weeks later, but then another thing happens and you disappear and you come back another couple of weeks later. You sent me something to read about this, but, well, maybe, I don't know if it was even you actually, someone did. I found something somewhere where it talked about, like, pre-planning for the thing that's going to throw you off course.
Wasn't me.
Yep. Wasn't you. I don't know who it was. And I thought that was really cool because I think that can be applied in the gym as well. It's like, you know, school holidays are coming up and you know that you're going to have to bring your kids here, or you can only come 3 times a week or whatever it is. Like, what can you do to pre-plan for that thing coming up so that you don't go, fuck it, this is too hard, I'm not going to do it anymore. And I think, like, applying that to training and to nutrition would be really helpful for a lot of people.
Just life. We've talked about this before. How much of your next day do you get ready the night before?
All of it.
Exactly. That's the thing that I don't think people do.
Yeah.
And one of my other conversations of talking someone off a ledge was, how much of your night routine can be prepared in the morning so you're not doing it in the moment? So either the night before, anything, like, what do? Close out, lunch ready, breakfast ready. What else?
All my clothes go out, any, like, like my mascara and my eyebrow pencil are out also ready to go. My laptop and everything's already in my bag. So
bags packed.
Yeah. Yeah.
For the parents, pack your fucking kids. Like, yeah. I can't tell you, like, I can't remember if it was the first day of this term. Callie was the proud parent moment of us because we're elite parents. Callie was the only one to bring back the library bag on the first day of school or something in her whole class. Because we played it the night before. Because in the moment, it's really hard to remember what to do and what to think. Especially if you're talking about nutrition, if you're fucking hungry, obviously you haven't planned anything, you're going to go for the easy calories because that's what your brain tells you to do. That there will fill you up fastest.
And it's quick.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's fast. So... if, like you said, pre-planning, you've got a plan.
Yeah, and so like if you know you've got a busy period of work coming up and that's going to be the time where you're most likely to grab the shit, like do something so that stops being the roadblock.
Mm.
If that's something that's happened again and again and again, if it happens more than one time, that's on you now. Like, yes, you've made the choice to not do the right thing. And yeah, that is why you're not reaching the goals that you want to reach.
There are reoccurring issues that come up that can... same thing. Anything is possible. Mm. Everything can be prevented. Mm-hmm. Everything can be... there's an alternative for everything. So if there's a reoccurring problem, apart from your kid being an asshole, I guess, because you can't really do anything about it. Like, you can parent better, but...
sometimes they're just assholes.
Sometimes they're just assholes in asshole stage. But things with inside your control, and it's an issue more than once, like you said, you got to look at alternative ways to fix it.
Yeah.
This all goes very hand in hand, all three of these little
things. I don't know how we did it again.
Oh, just elite podcasters.
What do you do when you go on holidays?
Like, I go on holidays, what do you mean?
Like, because that seems to be a big... I'm just thinking of like nutrition clients now.
Yep.
That seems to be a big roadblock for people. They're doing really good, really good, really good. And then they've got 10 days off work and then maybe going to stay somewhere with their family. What would be the thing that you do to make sure that you don't eat like an asshole for 10 days?
Well, the last longer holiday we went on was when we went to Yeppoon.
Mm-hmm.
First thing we did was we made sure the Airbnb had a full kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
That's really important, I think, if you're going away for more than a couple of days.
There is nothing worse than going away and not being able to like prepare your own food. I hate eating out all the time.
Yeah. And I think, I don't know if it's a reward for people. So people do like it. I don't know. But you get pretty over it pretty fast.
Yeah, I just want some damn veggies.
Yeah. So we made sure the Airbnb place we stayed at had a full kitchen. And then we got there, got to the place, took the bags in, got straight in the car, went to the grocery store. Yeah. No shit. That's the first thing we did.
And do you just treat it like your normal week of eating, like with a couple of extra fun things in there maybe? Yeah.
Literally, that first night, because it's Cali holidays, we went and got ice cream.
Yeah.
I didn't have an ice cream. Not saying you shouldn't. Definitely have an ice cream if you want it. I just would have shit my pants.
Yeah, she's very allergic to dairy, so
wouldn't have been a good time. And then I think we got maybe fish and chips and pizza another night. Yeah. And that was I away for 10 days ish?
Yeah, ish.
Something like that. And the rest of the time we just ate normally.
Yeah.
Just had normal sort of snacks. I got a bit obsessed with jerky on that trip.
Yeah, you did.
I turned into a jerky lover.
Yeah.
I think because the car snacks on the way down. Yeah, that's the other thing. If you're going, it's going to be a big travel, like a big day worth of traveling. Don't stop and get Maccas. Mm. Get car snacks. Car snacks are the best, and make sure that they're, you know. Yeah, it's all pre-planning. Like, we had those ideas before we got there. And then workout-wise, which is probably going to help people stay on track as well, I contemplated going to the CrossFit there, but it was very hot. It's very, very hot. I didn't want to do it. So we drove around on the first day. We were just cruising around, having a look at everything. And we saw a couple of exercise. So we were like, cool. We
had little outdoor gymmy things. Yeah.
We had a heavy as fuck with Geordie's 40 kilo kettlebell with us. And I think I took a 15 dumbbell or something. A couple of yoga mats, skipping rope.
Yeah.
Found a place that we can do box jumps on, pull ups on. And I think we did maybe... four sort of CrossFitty, but they were all very fast. Mm. They were over, you know, got a bit sweaty and got it did. And I think I went for one run, but we walked most days.
Yeah.
And you don't feel like shit. You get home and you don't feel like shit. So I think, yeah, holidays is the same thing, pre-plan.
Yeah.
You'd be similar?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think I don't struggle to talk to people about it, but I know that I don't have children.
You don't have kids.
I don't have kids, so I can't relate to what that feels like and what that must be like. Like, it's hard for me to look after myself. Like, I can't imagine having to do that for multiple small people. But I just, yeah, I feel like if people applied on their normal day, if they applied that same amount of planning to their not normal days, that they would achieve their goals so much faster.
Yeah.
Than they currently
are. So do you think holidays and falling off the wagon holds people back the most? Is that the thing that holds people back the most in nutrition?
Yeah, I think it's like something happens in life, whether it's holidays or work, like we talked about at the moment, like stuff is just crazy for whatever reason at the moment, and not being able to fall back on those habits and routines and ability to plan stuff, people, they disappear. They fall off the edge of the earth, and they know that they've fallen off, and
makes them feel even worse.
Makes them feel bad about themselves, and they feel like they've failed. And because of that, they just keep spiraling down that black hole. And it's really hard for me to pull them out of it when they've gone that far.
And I guess the other thing for them would be, if it's just one day, you don't have to turn it into, or if it's just one meal, you don't have to turn it into a day. If it's just one day, you don't have to turn it into a week. It
even
doesn't
if it's
have
a
to,
week, it doesn't have to turn into more than that. Like, you just need to have the ability to go, that's enough. I'm done with this now. What can I do to make tomorrow even a tiny little bit better? It doesn't have to be perfect.
Yep. And people need to stop aiming for perfect. Mm. I had that conversation with someone else today, another ledge talking. Mm. Is nothing's ever going to be perfect. If your kid's an asshole when you bring them to the gym, that's cool. You get what you can done in that time. But how cool is it that they get to grow up around this environment? I think that's so much better than having perfect child-free workouts every single time.
Yeah.
Like, having the kids exposed to a gym and knowing that they're going to think it's normal is pretty, pretty powerful.
Yeah, and maybe today won't be good, but tomorrow will probably be better and next week will probably be better again.
And the more they see it, the more they hear, the more they understand it's mummy's time, then the better they're going to get. But yeah, people got to stop looking for perfect conditions. Oh, I could go on for another quote here.
How much time have we got?
Something about sailing.
Ooh.
Do you remember
one? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like the perfect conditions didn't make a great sailor or something. Smooth like sailing. I don't know. Something like that. Fucking quotes all day.
I'm butchering all of them. So, but
yeah.
You know what we mean.
They were pretty cringy to begin with. So. But yeah, I think people aim. They're like,
smooth seas does not make something.
A something sailer.
Yeah.
Anyway, like a great sale. Well done. Well done. A lot of the time, people want perfection and they don't want to fail.
Yeah.
And neither of those things are
attainable.
No.
Like,
everything's going to be shit and you're going to fail more likely than not. Mm-hmm. And if you don't try, it's even worse.
Yeah.
That could be another quote in there, but I'll leave it alone. Too many cringy quotes. I still got to find my mountain one. But yeah, no, that was good. I hope everyone got something out of that. And if you're not,
I mean, I feel better. I don't know.
Yeah,
about
I definitely feel better talking about it. If you're at another gym and not at Contessa, or if you are at Contessa and you're going through some things and you feel like there's a roadblock and there's a barrier and you can't get through it and you can't work out another way, or you've got issues and you feel like those issues are just there no matter what, talk to your coach, man.
Yeah. Coaches are coaches because they love helping people and they will not turn you down for a chat and some advice giving.
100%. Just even just a listening ear and letting you work it out yourself. And then even saying it out loud, you go, oh, that's not actually as big as I thought it was, you know?
And we can sometimes blow it up into our head to be this enormous problem, and you say it to someone, you're like, oh,
yeah,
it's actually fine.
Or sometimes at the moment you say it, it's smaller because – Candace, a problem shared is a problem halved.
Is it this mountain quote? The summit is what drives us, but the climb itself is what matters?
Yes.
Is it that?
Something along those lines. That sounds...
I'm just Googling mountain quotes now.
That's a good one. But yeah, it's the climb is better than the view.
Mm-hmm.
That's I just made that up. Do you like that? The climb is better than the view.
Yeah. I feel like... Thanks, we should play the Miley Cyrus song.
Oh, what Miley Cyrus song?
There's one called The Climb.
Yeah, I do know that song. I'm looking for a question now. Have we got anything else to talk about, or is that it?
No, I think that's probably it.
Probably wrap it up there. Yeah, I think just talk to someone about it. If you're facing some, some barriers, some roadblocks, have a chat with someone who isn't in your direct circle. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a good way to end it.
Yeah, well we need to ask a question.
Oh, shit.
Yep. Come on, Candace. How long have we been doing this for?
Get with it.
Come on, mate.
What number are we up to today? It's getting close to the 100, I think.
Oh, is it 90, I don't know, 97, 98, something like that.
Something like that.
What was the, oh no, I won't ask that. I'll save that for the class. Have you got one?
I'm just going to ask today's question.
You always do, you cheating doll. What body part would you like to add? What does that mean?
Like an extra?
I don't know.
I think I'm pretty good with all of my appendages currently.
I was going to say, I feel like maybe an extra arm, but I wouldn't be able to control it. It'd be too much thinking.
Where would you put it?
Wow.
Where would it go?
My extra arm? Yeah. In between my titties.
Like in the middle.
Yeah.
Get in the way of a lot of things.
I'd be a good stirrer though.
You don't cook.
I stir things. Stirring isn't just cooking. You stir other things, Candace.
Like what?
My protein into my oats.
The compost.
Oh, good God.
Would you rather be the smartest person on earth or the richest person on earth?
So I said this morning neither, because I feel like neither of them would bring much joy.
That
I feel
wasn't
like
an option, but
well,
okay.
Hear me out, okay. And then I'll tell you mm-hmm. if I have to choose. I feel like if you're the smartest person in the world, then you will probably be crippled with intelligence and therefore be very sad.
Mm.
And usually the smarter someone is, the less socially
yeah.
equipped they are.
Yeah.
So you'd probably be pretty lonely if you were the smartest person in the world. And if you're the richest person in the world, you probably wouldn't really have that many friends, because like real friends kind of be like,
no,
being famous.
I didn't think of that. Yeah.
Because everyone would just use you for your money.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't, well, even if they weren't, you wouldn't trust anyone, because you'd be like being burned. So
you thought about that
before.
A lot.
It didn't take long, because I feel like I would rather not be rich and not be too smart.
Mm.
But if I had to choose, I would probably just choose rich.
Yeah.
Because I feel like smart is, being too smart would just be crippling, I feel.
Yeah. I would like to be smart, but then I feel like everyone else would infuriate you.
Well, yeah, you wouldn't like anyone.
No.
You'd think everyone's a bloody numpty.
Yeah. Exactly.
If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
I feel like flying would be very cool.
Yeah. Yeah, flying.
Save a lot of time.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'll go one better, teleporting.
Oh.
That would be very fast. Mm. Although flying, you get to see some cool shit. Teleporting just happens.
Maybe I'd pick I don't know. Can you take things with you when you teleport?
Like what?
I don't know.
Like you can't take a car.
Like a bag. Like with your things.
Let's say you could.
Like a suitcase.
You get there and you got no clothes on. Yeah. With clothes. You get there like, hello everybody, sorry I'm naked. Let me just go get some clothes.
Worth it though.
Oh, I'd still definitely do it. You just teleport with your hand over your junk.
Maybe a bit.
Although I feel like being Elsa and freezing stuff would also be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty worthless.
Pretty fucking useless, really.
You could make ice for people. You could work at a cafe.
Yeah.
Just be putting ice.
We wouldn't need our ice machine downstairs.
No. You could just be putting ice in everyone's ice lattes.
Yeah. Maybe we'd only serve ice lattes.
Or maybe a bit of ice and a bit of fire. Like you could breathe fire.
Yeah.
To light people's fires.
Also very useful.
Both very useful talents. Okay, fine. Teleporting. I'll stick with teleporting. Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, I'm so
can
glad.
I take a bag? Did you answer that?
Yeah. I was going to say, I think the correct answer would be anything you can carry with your hands.
Yeah.
But you can't like sit in your car and then end up somewhere
that's okay.
In your car.
We wouldn't need a car if you could teleport.
Oh, that's very true. What if you wanted friends? Or could you like hold
their
hands?
Could you teleport with your Yeah.
Well, they're in your hand.
Yeah.
Technically, you could.
Yeah.
That'd be real fun.
Yeah, imagine.
Oh. Imagine just going.
Pop over to Europe. Pop back home. Very good.
I wonder if that'll be. Do you reckon it'll be available in our lifetime? Or am I dreaming?
I don't know how it would be physically possible.
It's not right now.
But anything is possible, Candace.
Okay. No!
No, I think you got it. I think you nailed it.
Shut up.
All right.
Do we have anything that coming up?
I don't know, do we? You run the gym here? Oh, I just take classes. That's what I told someone the other day when there was like a problem with the, remember when someone said,
that's different workout to that I saw last night.
And I was like, I don't know. I just work here. I'm not the manager. Ask the manager. That's literally my response. So I don't know. Do we?
Yes.
Well, is this our first week of strength and sweat?
Week two. This is week two.
I was going to say, it feels like it's been around forever. Yeah. It's going well.
It's very good. It's very fun.
Yeah. Everyone's doing great.
Yeah. I'm very excited for them.
So happy that we decided to make that massive change.
Yeah.
To the timetable.
Yeah. It's been a big change. The newsletter goes out soon and the date for the Contessa Games is in it.
Ooh.
I'm very excited.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. That's pretty exciting.
So it will be – actually, no. Check the newsletter.
Yeah. Read the newsletter. We've been rambling for 50 minutes.
Jesus Christ. All right. Let's go.
I've got to go exercise. Exercise. Have a great week and end week whenever you listen to this. You know, lots of people listen to this – like a week or two after.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's really interesting. So we should never talk in moments of time.
Mm.
Oh, and by the way, you didn't get a video today because I felt like there was a stranger in the room watching me talk last week. I didn't like it. I feel like I couldn't be myself. So the video thing's not happening to our members. Sorry, no more video casting. You can only listen to me because I felt like this. Yes, I finally got one right. Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.